Well, hello once again. This is your host, Eric Reynolds, and I'm here today with Rocky Lee, relationship coach from ClarityCoach.ca. And today, Rocky will be talking about some of the most common problems that families with children have, along with how coaching can help. Now, Rocky, of course, there are many issues that families face today in this fast-paced world, so I'm really looking forward to getting your insight into some of these problems. And let's start with this. How do we help our children deal with anxiety and stress?
Yeah, great question. You know, we will continually see an increase and rise in anxiety with children as young as grade one. And so it's really imperative that for parents that we start to teach our kids and guide them through a process to know how to handle it. So here's three simple things that you can do to help your child deal with anxiety and stress. Number one, spend quality time with them. Go for a walk. Man, that you have no idea how important that is and how much that will help them. Number two, get honest and get real with them and ask real honest questions. And, but most importantly, when they share with you, share with them how you went through the same thing and how you dealt with it. But number three, the most important, start teaching your kids how to deal with anxiety and stress by giving them breathing exercises, teaching them how to go for a walk as soon as they get back from school, and how to journal. You know, it's so important that kids understand how to journal their emotions. And when they can do that, they'll learn very easily how to deal with anxiety and stress.
Now, Rocky, I'm sure like other parents, I get so frustrated with my child. Now, how do I stop my child from doing something that they just continually keep doing?
Yeah, getting frustrated with our child is very common. And really that frustration comes from us needing to get our child to do something. And they may be refusing. And sometimes it could just be the fact that we're trying to get them to bed or we're trying to get them to do their homework and they're completely refusing. Well, here's two simple things that you can really start to do and start to understand how to motivate your child. Number one, understand what their need is. At that very moment, when they're resisting you, there's a need that they have. See if you can figure out what that need is. And here's some hints. There are only five needs. So they're either looking for certainty, they're looking for variety. They're looking to be significant. They're looking for love and connection. They're looking to grow and to learn something new and fresh. Or they're looking to contribute to something. Figure out what the need is. And once you figure it out, speak to that need.
Now, Rocky, I feel like I'm losing touch with my children. Now, how do I connect with them?
Yeah, you know, this is a really asked question all the time, and it's really simple response here, and that's one, spend quality time with them. There is just no way around it, folks. You have to spend quality time with your kids, and during that time, quality time means that you love on them. You get curious about who they are. You get curious about what they care about. Please do not spend quality time disciplining your child. That's not quality time. Quality time is about loving them and listening to them.
You know, Rocky, thanks so much for sharing the information and just really the great insight, of course, for families with children, then some of the common problems that we can see there. Now, for our listeners, can you think of someone who might benefit from what we've covered here today? Do them a favor, forward this episode on to them. I promise you they'll thank you for that. And of course, we can't cover all the answers in depth in this limited time together, but if you want to get clarity on issues in your family, call 778-883-7203 for a 60-minute, no-obligation consultation. Now, for Rocky Lee and ClarityCoach.ca, thanks so much for listening.